Hi, this is Gary Stewart.
Radio.
Hi, this is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection. I'm very excited to speak with my author tonight, Debbie Datchinger. She's a wonderful person, and she's a goal achievement expert who teaches the practical and spiritual techniques in order to achieve your dreams and goals. She's a radio and TV personality, and she has her own website, Deb on the Radio, and a syndicated radio show as well. She's an incredible person, and she has a new book coming out. Her previous one was a tremendous success, Dare to Dream, and her new book is Wisdom to Success. It's going to be launching in another week or so I'm thrilled to have her here before the launch so we can promote on social networks and make her a best-selling author yet again. Deb, are you there? Deb, are you there? Hello, Deb, are you there? We seem to have a little audio problem right here. Just let me get her on the line. And I don't know what is happening here. She should be picking up any minute. Let me tell you a little bit more about her. Her Dare to Dream radio show is syndicated, and it's a multi-award-winning program here. And I'm not sure why the video audio is not picking up here, because she's holding on the line. And Blog Talk's been having some problems here, so I just want to see what the problem is. And she's offering her listeners inspiring information and methods on how to achieve goals and dreams. She's a top-notch radio personality, award-winning actress and singer, and a successful motivational speaker. She's also a successful voiceover artist and used to be a popular jewelry designer. She's got many awards and accolades, numerous to mention here. And let me see if I can get her on the line here. And Deb, are you there? Hello? Hello, Deb. Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I am very sorry. I'll edit that space out. I'm very sorry. I just got a note from Mozilla that my internet access had crashed, and then I just said restart, and here we are. So I will edit that at the end here because I want you to have maximum exposure for your new book here. So,
thank you, sweetheart.
Starting again, Conscious Connection with Gary Stewart, and I have author Debbie Datchinger on the line here. I'm very sorry to our listeners for the technical difficulty. I'll go back and correct it after the show here. And I will paste all your credits up in my social networking links, Debbie, and I'm very sorry about the technical difficulty. But your new book is launching next week, Wisdom to Success. Would you like to talk about that today?
I would love to. And first of all, no worries about the difficulties, because I have a background in theater. So, you know, the show goes on. You just keep smiling and, you know, you're going to pick up the cue sometime.
Absolutely.
And persistence always wins.
Yes, and we have a good 25 minutes, so it was only a minute or two. So we have plenty to talk about. So tell us about your new book, Wisdom to Success.
Well, I'm already riding the crest of this wave. I have to tell you, it is officially being sold as of Tuesday, September 17th, and you can get it at Amazon and all bookstores. USA Today just wrote a book review, and they got it. They totally got it. They totally got me. And it's a beautiful, glowing review. They recommend not only that people buy my book and feel that they will become enlightened because of it, but also recommended they go out and buy my first book. I was like, I love this reviewer. I'm going to send her flowers. So
absolutely.
Basically, you know, my mission, my reason right now, my passion is helping people learn how to create a dream into a reality. And in layman's terms, it's how do you accomplish a goal. And because that's been so important in my life, you know, I have this saying, make your mess your message. So part of my mess is that I had a lot of desire to achieve and create, and I am a creator, but because there was a lot of stuff between my ears, it was very hard for me to continually create what I really intended. So it meant I had to go on a journey of a lot of healing. And once I learned the recipe, how to do this, then I started teaching it in every venue. And I was being interviewed everywhere and writing books and radio show. And it's really become this amazing commodity in the sense so many people are hungry to make their dreams come true. They just don't know how. So that's where I come in. And the second book is so exciting because this one has a lot of humor and it has a lot of wisdom and a lot of stories. And it has the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like, this is how you do it, kids. And it's getting great accolades.
That's great. That's great. One thing I noticed in one of the opening chapters, programming your goals into your subconscious. Would you like to speak to that a little more? That sounds so intriguing.
Well, it's interesting, yes, because we essentially are computers. Anything that you experience, like what happened to you tonight, yeah, you know, it's very easy for something to crash, and usually that's because there's a bug that's going on in a computer, and the bug sort of takes over, and it makes our computer do things we really prefer it wouldn't. And we are so much the same, you know, what we bring into our beings, what we think, what we say, how we feel, our beliefs, all of that really create our experiences. So, you know, if the programming is off, then the outcome is going to be off. And you got to heal and work on the inside. Yeah. And so I'm very much all about that. I don't just teach the pragmatics to make a dream come true, but really the spiritual principles. And that's one of them. You have to program the insides and put in the program you prefer that runs.
Yes, absolutely. Now, some of the work you do today, does that help people just in general get to that place? Because some people can't separate from their programming.
Yeah, indeed. I'm all about that because I always say that on the way to your dream, especially when you're taking on something big, and anybody out there can just picture what it is that you'd really like to create but don't have in your life right now. And if you were to take the steps, what that means is you decide, you choose, you decide, then you start a journey. You have to write down what the action steps are, and then you have to take out your sheet every day and do those action steps. It's a real commitment, and you really follow through. But here's the beauty of the journey of a dream, is that stuff is going to come up. And the stuff that comes up, why is it so beautiful, is because the stuff that comes up is the stuff, the programming we were just talking about that's been running your life anyway. So basically, you're facing yourself in the mirror. You're coming right up against the obstacles, usually it's self-sabotage, that you've been creating. Right? And that's what's been stopping you. And what most people do, like they miss mistake, right? They misunderstand what's happening in that moment, and they interpret it to be, oh, I'm a failure. Oh, all my dreams never work out. Oh, they can, I can't. Oh, that was too big and lofty. And they slink away. But
right.
The truth is, it's our soul. It is the God in us, the source in us, that it is being called to a higher version of who we really are. It is saying, I believe so much in you that I am actually presenting this to you. And although it may be very uncomfortable, if you will trust right now what's going on and stay just where you are and breathe and work on this situation, I promise you, when you get to the other side, you will not only be healed of that, you will be so whole, and that will never plague you again. You'll never be disempowered again to that particular thing. And so the journey of a dream, it's such a blessing because it shows us our strengths, and where we're weak, we get to work on that to become more whole.
Yes, as the old adage goes, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. And that's very true.
Exactly.
A lot of people, they accept victimization and give these rationalizations, you know, shoulda, coulda, woulda, and they don't just look in that mirror and just see how they're blocking themselves. So it really takes someone who can be objective about themselves, which takes strength. So, and it's not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. It's like we're great already, but how can we make the dream come true? So that's wonderful that you have ways to get there. And I love how deeply spiritual it is, too, because we really have to look at ourselves and know that we're the creator of our own destiny. And that's very empowering that we can create that and work through our blocks to get there, too.
Yeah, I'm constantly inspired. And you know, what's beautiful is you're always seeing it in the news if you pay attention. This woman who recently did the swim, Diana Nyad, who captured all of us, because that's Herculean. Like, who does that? Who even has a dream like that? And then who goes out at an age like that in those kind of conditions and actually accomplishes it? And that's what I mean by a dream. And even back, I believe it was in the 1940s, there was a woman by the name of Florence Chadwick. And Florence Chadwick decided that she was going to swim from California to Catalina. That is a marathon. That's 26.2 miles. And the first time she went out, she bombed. You know, she was freezing cold water. There were sharks. And there were cameras that were watching her as she went. There was her trainer. There was her mom in a boat, and they were cheering her on. She was freezing. She was really uncomfortable. And she said, I really want to come out of the water. I'm done. And they were begging her, please don't stop. Please don't stop. But she said, I'm done. Pull me out. It's over. Well, they pulled her out. When they got her on shore, the reporters were interviewing her. And they said, Florence, did you even realize you were a half mile away from shore when you got pulled out?
Wow.
She didn't know it. And she said, oh, my God, the fog was so great. I couldn't see the finish line. And how many of us are that close, really that close? And it is Herculean. It's just that last to get us there. But we poop out on ourselves because we don't see it, so we don't believe it. And, of course, the end of Florence Chadwick's story, and this is real history, is that once she realized that and realized she couldn't see it, she had to just do what she chose to do, what she set out to do, she went back, she did it, same kind of conditions, freezing, choppy water, sharks, fog, the whole deal, but she did not stop. And she finished, she completed. And for all of us, whatever, if it's a dream to travel, a dream to change careers, a dream to become who we really are inside and stop pretending we're somebody else, to, you know, be of service and start a charity, it can be anything. But whatever it is, you know, you just have to keep persisting and go that extra mile. It is life-changing, and it is so soul-informing.
Excellent. That's wonderful. And I think Diane Nyad there, she said, if I have to share one thing with everyone, never give up. She said, I've been doing this for years, and I'm almost 65, and I never gave up, and now I've achieved it. So it just shows that even our alleged failures lead us to success.
Yeah, exactly. And what are the alternatives? for anybody who hasn't created their dream, how does it feel sitting in that? That's the alternative. You know, and what does that mean to do something and you're a little uncomfortable, or maybe you are just not knowing how it's going to turn out? You know, you'll be so much more proud and pleased with yourself just for the mere fact of going out and doing it, taking action, changing your life that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. Now, being a human being yourself, do you ever experience fear or doubt? Because you're on such a great career trajectory, do you have those doubts even as you ascend into the levels that you're at?
Well, not so much. I have a tendency right now to be pretty tenacious and fairly bold, and that is only because I've been able to quell so many fears by virtue of doing it. You know, I did a lot of healing work. I still do a lot of healing work. And at some point, I just taught myself to stop being beholden to fear. Fear is paralyzing, and
yes,
it loves to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't dig that. You know, I really prefer to fly, frankly. So in the face of that, I always tell myself, you're not going to grow unless you experience it. And I also am very compassionate and understand I'm not going to know what I don't know. So,
mm-hmm.
for instance, one of the things I'm being called to do now that is stepping me out of something that I'm familiar with is to speak. You know, I've just been booked for next year at the Los Angeles the Los Angeles Expo, Whole Life Expo.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is
wonderful.
Huge. You know, on a Sunday, I'm going to be there with an audience and speaking about dreams. And this is not something I do. I'm interviewed all the time. That's different. But in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I could say, gosh, that's really scary. I have total back off. But the truth is, I'm going to do it. I'm going to breathe and do it. Now, I do know one thing about fear that's very important is in order to quell fear, the best is always to prepare. Take the time, prepare for what the event is. And I guess also just to share, so this is maybe more illuminating, you know, there is a difference between fear and faith. And faith is thrown around a lot, but really it's doing something and trusting that the universe has our back, that we're loved, and that we have our own back. You know, that everything, no matter what, is going to be okay. And fear is imagination that's unleashed with no direction.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is imagination with a directive mind. It means that you decided to act. You do what comes next. Do what comes to you next and trust what comes next. So there's this modicum of courage. And courage means that you're scared, but you do it anyway. And faith isn't just certainty. It's really, you know, in light of all of this, I have a high standard of myself. And when you put yourself in that place, it's amazing what you're willing to go be, do, and experience in spite of not knowing really if you can. But I do know one thing for sure, that I have put myself out there, and I've seen many people put themselves out there in very brave new ways, and I've never once turned around and been upset with myself. I have always said, oh, what was I so afraid of? This was amazing. This turned out great. I was fine. You know, I had this. So we have to sometimes spread our wings and jump to find out.
And you find that's helped you overcome it, and then you're on to the next one?
Yes. I mean, you know, and to be clear, Gary, I definitely do healing work, you know, because fear for me is quite debilitating. And I don't believe fear is actually pure. I believe it's actually connected to something else that goes on inside of us, that's running us. And so for me, I did go on the journey. I'm still on the journey, and I usually do whatever it takes to clear out what's in my way. And then, again, at another level, I recognize that everything is just energy, and so is fear, and it's often misidentified. And if I can tap into the sense that it's really excitement, and if I can tap into the sense that if I prepare, I will do everything I possibly can on my end, and the rest is just to jump, Like, you have to lose a little bit of control in life, you know, and trust
Absolutely. Because that's where the rewards are. You know, and a lot of people, things that I've read over the years, fear is just the flip side of excitement. It's the same neuronal reaction inside the brain and physiology. It's how you interpret it. You can be terrified on a roller coaster or excited on a roller coaster. It is the same somatic response either way. So it's how you perceive things. And I think a lot of people might blame all external circumstances, and then they end up depressed because they never tried. So it's much more proactive to give it your best shot so that you can make your dreams come true, because we have such a short time here. Why not?
Mm. Yes, that's so, so true. I always hear the tick, tick, tick. I feel it somewhere inside of me, the brevity of life. And there's an aspect that's so fascinating to me. Maybe just personally, or maybe people can relate, maybe you can relate, but I recognize a resistance in me that sometimes, so I say I want something, I desire something, whatever that big experience or dream is, and not with everything, but with some things that I then recognize that, oh, you know, I don't want to do it, I feel like it's a pain, I complain, and I realize I am resisting the very thing I say I want to create. And it's a really interesting aspect of fear, how it manifests. And, you know, it's like this law of non-resistance is what I choose to go into when I recognize it, that I'm willing to do a thing I'm afraid to do. And I can go through that which I fear. Courage actually contains genius and magic. And when we face a situation fearlessly, there's no situation to face. It falls away of its own weight. And the beauty of all of these, fear is our nature saying to us, I'm calling you forward, because really who you be is fearless. When doubt plagues us, it's a gift. It's our soul, our spirit calling us forward to saying, really who you be, you have certainty. Same thing with failure. Failure doesn't even exist. It's just a choice, a label we put on things. Failure doesn't exist. It's an event. It's not a person. It's not a definition of who we are. Failure is any situation we go into, a dream, a goal that we're going after, it's always either going to be one or two things. It's either going to be a success or it's going to be an education. So if it's not a success, be edified by what occurred so you can change, alter, and do contrary and go out and do different and better.
Absolutely. Most people that have multi-billionaires say they learned from every single failure and kept moving forward, and that they were valuable lessons that led to the reward. So anything we encounter that we think holds us back, we can just proactively move forward with it behind us, learning the lessons so we can do it better the next time and reach higher. Too, a lot of people forget to reach higher, and that's what I love about your message. It's like we have the internal wisdom, we have the spiritual fortitude. Why not go for it? Because we know life is too short to wait.
It is. And, you know, I even this evening saw a special on TV, and there was a gal who happened to have been in the audience at one of Oprah's show when she had her TV show, and she was one of the people who won a car. And in a moment, Oprah said something on stage about, you know, take this moment, everybody. Take this moment and turn it into something for your life. Make your dreams come true. This woman, out of everybody in the audience, heard that message. She took the keys to the car, she sold the car, she took the money, and she started what she always desired. It is kind of a makeup bar where she creates fragrances and makeups and so forth. And so she had this very successful shop going, and it was her dream to get her products into Macy's. And I loved the story. For 2 years, she picked up the phone every day and called Macy's every day. They were not going to – she had so much certainty. That's a leader.
Yeah.
That is somebody who said, no, I heard that message. That message told me it's my time, it's my time. And 2 years later, 2 years later, it opened first in Chicago, and now it's like in 50 stores. So she's now in Macy's. That talk about persistence, you know.
Yeah.
But how beautiful, beautiful for her on the other side.
Yeah, and to take one small success and then build it into an empire. That's a beautiful lesson. Even especially in Oprah's case as well. She just wanted to be a radio host, and now look at where she's come. She's changing the planet. So one person's dream is very powerful. We have a few minutes left, and I really want our listeners to know, I'm going to paste all your contact information to purchase the book on Amazon and everything. And how do you like to be contacted, or what would be the best way for people to pick up Wisdom to Success?
Well, Wisdom to Success, the Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, go on the 17th, September 17th, to Amazon.com. It's also at all bookstores. And I'd love to offer your listeners a free gift. It's an MP3 about how to make your dreams come true. It's worth $50. But for your people, I'd love to share this gift so they can make any dream that they have happen. And just go to DeborahDashinger.com/free gift. It's D-E-B-O-R-A-H, D as in David, ACHINGER.com/free gift for you.
Oh, that's very generous of you. Thank you very much. It's just very nice of you. And is there anything you'd like to leave our audience with? We have about 2 minutes left here.
Well, you know, I heard this beautiful Chinese proverb that says, tension is who you think you should be, and realization is who you are. Relaxation, excuse me, is who you are. And I thought that's so important. You know, when we feel tension within ourselves, that we're not being us. We're being someone we were taught to be or saw or think we're supposed to be. But relaxation is really being who we are. And I feel like a tremendous part of that is embodying our gifts, our talents, our proclivities, and to go out and do that, to claim it, declare it, and share our gifts. Because when you go after a dream, you may not know who's out there watching you, but I can promise you, you will inspire so many people who watch you and say, you know, if Gary can do it, I really believe I can too. And it's so important on this planet right now that we step into who we are and why we're here, whether it's the fun stuff or the really meaningful stuff, because we can change the ripples so beautifully that way.
Yes, we're elevating consciousness of our whole species, and that's so important at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And how do you like to be, I'm going to put your website, your YouTube videos up, Dare to Dream, with your radio show, and that's on YouTube.com or Deb on the Radio. And is that
well,
the best
yes.
way?
The videos, yes, the videos are Deb on the Radio, exactly. They're all free. And my website, DeborahDashinger.com, and it's got almost 7 years of radio shows on there, all free replays, feel free. And we listen to Gary and I. Keep listening to Gary's show because he's pretty tremendous in the work he's doing on the planet, too.
Yes, well, thank you very much, and it's been an honor. We just have a minute left. It's been an absolute honor to interview and support your success because you're an incredible woman, and having had you attend my workshops and other functions that we met at, I can just tell you and tell you have an incredible spirit and lightheartedness and wisdom that's well beyond your years, and anyone who gets to be in contact with you or even learn from what you've learned, it's really a blessing for everybody.
Oh, Gary, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I know you came into my life for a purpose, and for anyone who has never experienced one of Gary's constellation workshops, Mamma Mia! Really gift yourself. I've done many, and it is one of the most profound experiences I've had. So if you need to heal on the way to your dream, you've got a beautiful outlet with Gary's work.
Okay. Excellent. Well, I want to thank you so much, and good luck. I'll keep promoting your Wisdom to Success here, especially in the next 2 weeks, and it's been an honor and blessing. Thank you so much, Deb. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I love being here.
Okay, and namaste till we meet again.
Namaste.